Just one halakha in the laws of Borer on Shabbat, and we will relate it to Yom Tov. We learned in a recent halakha in Borer a very interesting chiddush based on the opinion of the Rama. And we said that according to the Rama, a fruit or a vegetable, let's say like an onion, for a garlic, to peel those items on Shabbat, that would constitute borer. And therefore, one would only be able to peel those items close to the seudah, which means right before you're about to eat, the law says you're allowed to do borer. In this case, you have to take the bad from the good, which normally is illegal in the laws of borer. Borer usually teaches us you can only take good from bad, but since in this case there's no other way to get to the good, so you have to remove the bad, so therefore it's permissible, but borer does apply. And therefore, we said in halakha, on Shabbat, for example, if one wants to prepare a fruit salad with bananas or oranges, let's say, one should only peel them close to the seudah, close to the next seudah that he's eating. To the exclusion of, let's say, preparing the fruit salad of bananas and oranges in the morning, using it for, let's say, afternoon or for seudah shlishit. It should only be made close to the upcoming meal, like the laws of Borer dictate that when it's permissible, it's only permissible for the upcoming seudah for immediate use. So that's what we said in the laws of Shabbat. One should be mahmir, not to peel oranges, again I'm being specific, oranges, bananas, onions, garlic, only close to the upcoming seudah. This is the opinion of the Magen Abraham and the opinion also of the Pri Megadim. And since we're dealing with a Torah item of Borer, one should be Mahmir according to these opinions. Relating to Yom Tov, very important halakha in Siman Taf Kuf Yod, where Maran teaches us the laws of Borer are not applicable on Yom Tov, because we have a law that says on Yom Tov, Ochel Nefesh is mutar. Things that have to do with eating and preparing foods is permissible. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. And therefore, since you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, preparing foods in any way is also permissible. So therefore, Hachanim did not gozer the laws of Borer on Yom Tov. Therefore, in the similar case, it would be permissible to peel those fruit that we're talking about even for later. You could do it in the morning, even for la'achar zeman. Now, of course, you wouldn't be able to do it for tomorrow, because that's another restriction. You can't prepare on one day of Yom Tov for the next day of Yom Tov. But you'd be allowed to even do it for the morning to the afternoon. You'd also be allowed to, let's say, take bad from good, where normally the laws of Borer only say you take good from bad. So for practical purposes, the laws of Borer do not have application on Yom Tov. But it should be pointed out that the Hakamim did say you're not allowed to use a keli. So you shouldn't use a strainer or a sifter. They're only lenient when you do it by hand on Yom Tov. And also it should be pointed out, one more law on the laws of Borer of Yom Tov, that this is a case where we're talking where there's more ochel than psolet. If there's more good than bad, then you'd be allowed to take the bad from the good, because it's easier. You take the less item. On Shabbat, that would be forbidden. If there's more ochel than psolet, still on Shabbat, you have to take ochel from psolet. But on Yom Tov, the rabbis don't want you to work as hard, so therefore, they allowed you to take psolet from ochel because it would be easier.